in the Uncommon class.
Okay. And then Barb has been busy in the schools with her 6-week nutrition program, providing education to the different grades, and it looks like 2nd through 5th on here for last month, and sharing the information with them on how to make better eating choices, and getting feedback from the students, and her little note at the bottom, or the teachers, I should say, in the students, and comparing the sugar grams and whole grains. So they're actually, you know, looking and talking about the nutrition panel on their foods. And I would like to introduce Cody Cox.
Good morning.
Has joined the SBDC and University of Missouri Extension as a regional business consultant. He's been with us 3 weeks now?
Fourth week.
Oh, okay, so time flies on that. And he will be providing support for Taney County, along with Stone and Christian County. Any questions?
No.
I don't have any.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Taney County Health Department update. Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Today I wanted to specifically bring you all some information on the coronavirus. As I know you've probably seen in the media, that is a big deal going on with our nation right now, and also currently the state of Missouri is being pulled into that as well. So I just wanted you to know kind of what the health department is working towards, what the community is doing, and how we're planning and preparing, just so you all can be aware of what's going on in our community. So, just a little bit of history. Coronavirus is a zoonotic virus, so that means that it started out in animals and then jumped to humans. So there are a number of other coronaviruses, such as MERS and SARS. They all run in the same family. They're respiratory in nature. So we really started seeing transmission from human to human in January. We're now seeing a community transmission, so that means that initially we weren't seeing a lot of transmission occurring outside of those that had either traveled. But now we're seeing it being spread throughout communities. So currently, the numbers I have here for you, the U.S. Cases are from the CDC. This is from Friday. So we do anticipate those to change about noon today. Typically, the CDC updates their website daily, and as soon as they have accurate information. So I'm sure you've probably heard different numbers on the news, but we just don't have those confirmed numbers from the CDC that the news is reporting. So we want to be sure you've got what has been confirmed through CDC. So this is as of Friday. There were 164 U.S. cases, 19 deaths, and again, these will likely be updated around 11 o'clock noon today on the CDC website. As of yesterday, we have had approximately 26 Missourians that have been tested through the State Health Department, and there are 3 additional tests that are pending. We currently have 1 presumptive positive case in Missouri, and that was as of Saturday evening, when that information was released. So what that means is that initial testing indicates this person likely has coronavirus and that they'll be doing follow-up testing to get a positive confirmation on that. So we're waiting to hear on that through formal channels.
Was that in St. Louis?
St. Louis, yes. County, yep. So Taney County has 0 cases of coronavirus, but there is the 1 in St. Louis that is looking like it will likely be coronavirus.
Had they been overseas or?
They had traveled from Italy. It was a person in their mid-20s. So they and their family are quarantined at this point in time.
They're quarantined, but they don't listen to the quarantine.
And then there's that. So
he went to a father-daughter dance.
So the State Health Department will be following up with that pretty closely, and that's likely going to result in a large number of quarantines of those that were exposed. So the concern with this is that it is extremely contagious, virus, and so we get a lot of questions regarding, well, how does this compare to the flu? They do have similar symptoms. They're respiratory in nature. There is no vaccination for coronavirus as of yet. So typically, 8 out of 10, I guess statistically speaking, 8 out of 10 people will have minor symptoms that are flu or cold-like, and they'll be treated at home. They will not need hospitalization or major medical care, and they'll resume normal life. So that's something that we've been stressing to the community, that right now in the media we're seeing a lot of, you know, worst-case scenarios. And so we just are trying to encourage people that the average person is, you know, average healthy individual that does not have underlying chronic conditions will be able to care for themselves at home and then be able to resume normal life.
I'm confused when you say they're quarantined.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm hearing here, it's not a mandatory quarantine, it's just a voluntary quarantine? Do we do nothing?
No, it is mandatory if the state health department or the local health departments mandates that. We do have the authority to do so. However, these folks broke that quarantine. At this point in time, quarantining, to my understanding, is typically done at home, so people are asked to stay there at home. And so we have not, you know, with the cruise ships and things of that nature, they've taken them to military bases and places like that. Missouri, because this was the first case, has not gone to that level at this point in time.
But because we didn't, it won't be the first case, because we weren't proactive.
We'll have yet to see what the outcomes from that are. I'm sure the state health departments and St. Louis County Health Department will be incredibly involved in that, mm-hmm. and they'll do an epidemiological study to figure out where these folks all went, who all was exposed. So it'll be a pretty extensive investigation that will be mm-hmm. undertaken. So
the 19 deaths, mm-hmm. the report they were giving was much higher than that
yes.
on the news.
Yep. So those numbers have not, the numbers in the news have not been confirmed through what we consider formal channels. So we suspect that they're probably calling each state individually in their town, doing their own tallies, is what we suspect. So these CDC numbers are as of Friday. We know that they're going to be higher than 19
yeah.
for deaths. We know that. But we want to be sure you have the most accurate and credible mm-hmm. information. And so that's where today these will be updated, and we'll have more accurate numbers to share as soon as that's updated. But we just want to make sure we're giving out the correct information that's been confirmed. So those are good points. So the media is saying something a little bit different, and so we're wanting to be sure that our community, you know, knows what's going on and knows that this is what's been confirmed. And obviously we want to really push that message of the 8 out of 10 people will have minor symptoms and be able to be treated at home. So that's kind of a big thing that we like to emphasize. So the at-risk groups are considered to be those that are immunocompromised, elderly, those with underlying chronic conditions. So those are the groups that we are most concerned about trying to reach out to. We do have a large level of collaboration with the Missouri State Health Department, so we are getting updates hourly and daily. As soon as information is released, we get notified of that. We've had several phone calls with the state health departments. They're keeping the local health departments updated as information comes in. So we will not be testing at the Taney County Health Department. We do have test kits available. Testing needs to be done in a specific type of room with precautions for droplet and airborne. So a negative pressure room is recommended. Those are typically found in healthcare settings. So we've been in conversations with our healthcare partners as far as if somebody were to call us, felt like they need to be tested, how would we refer them, how would that handoff happen, and we would deliver them a test kit. We do have 4 currently, 2 in each of our offices, and we now are seeing that there is commercial testing that is available. So Quest and LabCorp nationally both have released that they have tests. Quest, as of today, was the last I'd heard, would have those. So in order to get a test kit from the health department, it has to be authorized through the state health department and meet specific criteria. But the commercial testing can be done through a physician order and does not need to be run through the state health department. So like I said, this information is changing very quickly. So that's a piece that we'll be keeping an eye on to see what recommendations are and what we need to do moving forward. We are getting a number of community calls with questions and concerns coming in. So we have staff that are fielding those and just trying to alleviate concerns and identify what are true true concerns that we need to take action on. To this point, we have not tested anyone in Taney County that we have been involved in. So we're certainly right now focusing quite a bit on our prevention messaging. So good hand washing, staying home if you're sick, just information about disinfecting, how to keep your home clean, those sorts of things. So that is very heavily what we have been focusing on at this moment. We are have set up a community task force that involves our emergency responders, our ambulance district, our healthcare partners, our local jurisdictions. And so just being sure that there is a plan for our community and that we are all communicating and on the same page as to what we would do if somebody popped up in our community with a case or a suspected case. And so right now we feel like it's most important just to get that prevention message out there and then to know that there is planning that is going on behind the scene, that the health department has a plan if somebody were to show up that needed testing. The hospital has that as well. So does TCAD and other emergency responders. So we're doing quite a bit of messaging there. We've got the task force. And then our role will largely be, as we get those calls, to identify, if somebody does need to be tested, that they get sent to the appropriate location, that we figure out how to transport them there safely if needed, and that we get them through the right route. We, like I said, there are groups that are considered high risk. And so today, we will be sitting in on a phone call. The state health department will be calling, having a call for all of our long-term care nursing home facilities, because that is a group that is at risk. And as we saw in Washington, there was an outbreak in a nursing home that resulted in several people contracting the illness and responders also being involved in that too. So that call will go out today. We've got staff sitting in on it. And then our plan is to reach out to our long-term care facilities and ensure that they have a local contact if they need to get a hold of somebody at the health department, and also to offer them any education or guidance as far as what they might want to do to protect their residents. So that will be occurring today.
Yeah, and it seems like my memory, and it could be wrong, that at that home there was more deaths than what's quoted right here for the total deaths of the United States.
I'm sure, yeah. So yeah, we'll definitely, like I said, these numbers will change, and that's full disclosure. They will absolutely change at 11 o'clock noon today. Somewhere along that timeline is when they typically update the CDC website. We know they're not the most current numbers.
They're way off.
They have not released it. So we are just being cautious and not releasing something that has not been verified. So, yeah, and like I said, these will change it around lunchtime today, and we know that. So I did provide you just some basic information that we are sharing with throughout the community. The first piece is from the State Health Department. It's just a what is coronavirus, how does it spread, what are symptoms, what to do to prevent, just prevention of from getting that. The next two pages are from the CDC. So, again, just another frequently asked questions, how does it spread, what to do if you're sick. The second or the third one is what to do if you're sick. And then the last page is actually the press release that was released from the governor's office regarding that presumptive positive. And that came out on March 7th. So that came out late Saturday. And so those are just some basic information. We are sharing this throughout the community and encouraging people, if they have questions, that the CDC website and the State Health Department website do have good information out there. And for us, right now, it's largely just that prevention of, it is cold and flu season, so let's all stop the spread of viruses regardless of what it is. So trying to be reassuring to the community that we do have a plan in place, but the best thing to do is really prevention at this point in time.
Yeah, the symptoms are almost confusing to me because fever, cough, shortness of breath, unless there's something more than that, like, if I had those, I wouldn't think about going. You'd think you'd run your course. We've got a business here that I know three of them were out, and one started with chills and fever and kept it for over a week and a half, and then three of them came down with it.
Sure.
But,
yeah, I think that is the good thing about the commercial testing is that now we can test more. So previous to having these commercial options, the state health department had to approve, and basically every state health department had to approve who got tested, and those were CDC criteria. Basically, we were testing those that, part of the criteria was those that were had severe illness. So now that we are going to see that there is more testing available, we know that we will see more test positive, because that's just statistically speaking, as you test more people, you're going to have